everybody. Welcome again to another edition of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. I am your host, Mark Siegwin, and we are joined today from a little south of the cities in Northfield, home of colleges, cows, and contentment, if I remember correctly, by Josh Kraby from Northfield High School and Northfield Swim Club. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Yeah, my pleasure. For those of you guys who don't know, Josh was state champion this year, Class A, in the 100 fly, in one heck of a race with Mr. Jordan Hogue from Mankato East, and was runner-up in the, did I say 100 fly? 100 back. 100 fly was runner-up and was on a couple of super legit Northfield relays. But tell us some about your swimming background, Josh, for those that don't know you so well.
Yeah, I started when I was about 4 years old. I did like swim lessons, you know, didn't really think much of it. And then seventh grade year, my buddy told me, you know, you should join swimming. I'm going to do it next year. And I've known him like forever. So he told me to do it. So I did it just to do something because I used to play hockey.
Sure. So, very common for Minnesota kids to be playing hockey.
Yeah. I actually broke my collarbone 4 times. So I decided. Yeah.
Hard to do that in swimming. You'd have to try really hard.
Yeah. I decided hockey wasn't it. So went to swimming and I really liked it. So I just kept coming back. So.
And look at you now. A junior and a state champion. How crazy. What is it about swimming you like other than not breaking your collarbone, hopefully?
You know, winning, of course.
Yeah, winning's always good.
You know, just seeing time drops and like all the hard work leading up to that. And also doing it with like a team, like all my friends and like just being really close with them.
And you guys have a pretty tight squad down there too, don't you?
Yeah. Yep.
That's been the tradition of Northfield for quite some time of having a good cluster of kids that really enjoy not only swimming, but swimming together and competing. And you do have the high school Class A Boys Coach of the Year, I believe, as well.
Yep.
Which is well deserved. So that's awesome. What is it about swimming you don't like? Is there anything that you're just like, this sport would be awesome if it didn't have to deal with whatever?
Just like multiple meets a week. Like it gets really physically draining, and especially on like weekend meets, like Saturday meets.
And you guys have to drive a bit for a lot of your meets too, right? It's not like there's 10 schools within a 10-mile radius of Northfield. You probably have to go to Winona and Mankato and a lot of the other Big Nine conference school?
Yeah, it's Big Nine.
Yeah, so you got to go down to Austin and Albert Lea.
Yeah, we're like the northern, one of the most northernmost ones. So
yeah.
To drive like all around. So
that makes those weekday meets even longer for you guys, I suppose, too.
Yep.
That's awesome. I would say the one thing I hate is cold water. I will go to my grave saying, if the sport could have like some sort of technology where it was 84 when you jumped in, then cooled down to 80 as you get it through warm up, I'd still be swimming. But now it's under 80, I'm not getting in.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, cold water is not my friend. Give me one of your favorite memories or a story about your swimming career that you can share that you think's pretty cool or pretty fun.
It's not really one specific memory, but like home meets, like they go pretty late. And then after, if we like get the win or whatever, we go in the locker room, we get like a speaker and stuff, go in the showers, and just jam it on there, blast it.
That's cool. Do you guys do? I know my boys do this. They hang a bunch of towels over all the openings of the shower. So all the steam and heat, and they turn it into a big sauna. And then they bring the speaker in there.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. That sounds really fun, but I've never done that.
That's next usually, level.
Yeah, we also like flood the showers, I guess. We put towels on the floor to block the doors.
So, yeah, they do that too.
Yeah.
It's funny how that's universal. How every boy, you put a group of swimmers in a locker room and they want to plug up the drains and make it hot and throw in a speaker with electricity into water. Yeah, maybe not the best plan, but that's okay. Are you looking at swimming in college? I know you're only a junior, so you got plenty of time to think about it, but as you're starting to look towards after high school, is that something you're thinking about?
Yeah, it is. I've been looking like just, I don't know, I want to swim in college, but it's just, I feel like I have time and stuff.
You're in the window shopping phase? Yeah. Well, you're going to have a lot of options as a 51 backstroker. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be calling. And you got one more year. You could be going into college as a 49 backstroker, which is pretty crazy.
That's the goal.
What are some of your goals for the next year besides breaking 50 and the 100 back? What are your goals either as a team for Northfield or for yourself as an individual next year?
Yeah, as a team, one of the goals as a team, go undefeated this year again. We're undefeated and lose a meet. So
that's also awesome.
Section 1A champs again. That's one of the team goals.
Yeah, that's a very competitive section. I don't think people realize how good that section is and has been for a long time. You guys don't get quite the same publicity you do up in the metro sections. Thinking about the sport in general, what is something we can do as a sport to make it more exciting or make it more attractive for people? It's not like swimming's losing people, but I feel like not a lot of people are aware of swimming as a sport. What's something we could do or possibly change in the sport to make it, you think, more attractive?
I don't know. That's a really tough question because, like,
it
everyone
is.
Likes the team sports, like all the contact stuff. So
if you didn't listen to Gage Boucher's, he said we should have some sort of thing where we take out the lane lines and full contact's allowed during the race.
Yeah, I did watch that.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want contact,
yeah,
there's an option right there. I don't know how well it's going to play out, but it's fun to be thinking about stuff like that. But yeah, I think it really is a hard question, and that's why I like to ask it, because I think if it was easy, we would have found a way already. And I'm not saying we need to make swimming like football or anything, but I think we got to find ways to make it a little more exciting. And some of that might be taking out some of those things like, why do we have meets 3 days a week, right? That could be something for sure. What's one piece of advice you'd have for younger swimmers to help them become successful, and not only successful, but happy through their swimming career?
I know it's pretty generic. I feel like everyone gets told it a lot, but just have like a good attitude no matter what. Like, you lose a race or you don't get the time you wanted, come back for the next one. You know, try your best.
It sounds so simple on paper, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it gets really hard, but it's
we're a competitive group, but yeah, you have to learn how to work through that. Would you say you have more successes or failures in swimming?
More failures for sure.
Yeah, right. I agree. And if you're not able to cope with those failures, the sport gets pretty miserable pretty fast.
Yeah, and it's not just like the races too. Like, and it's mostly in practice where you fail, like not going the pace times you want to go
every day.
Yep.
That's how we get better. That's for sure. Who are some people you've looked up to in your swimming career as role models at Northfield?
Definitely my coach.
Okay.
He's
great
just,
answer.
Seems to know what he's doing all the time. He used to swim too.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's doing. It works. Works really good for us. You know, so.
Well, I hope Doug listens to this because, you know, I like to give him a hard time most of the time. And here you are giving him some pretty good props. So, Doug, people love you. Keep it up. Keep up the great work. It's good to hear your kids recognize it. I know as a coach, that's probably the most meaningful thing we can ever have is having our kids say, we really appreciate what you do. So that's cool to hear for him. All right. Let's say we're at state meet next year. On your back rolls around, your top seed. What are you gonna, and you get to pick the walkout music. What are you gonna pick?
Yeah, that's like a really tough. There's a lot of songs out there.
I know. You get one though.
Probably a song I listen to is "My Life" by J. Cole.
Okay.
So we'll that see. Just gets me going.
Hey, it's whatever it takes. I've heard all different things, and one of my things is like I should make a playlist of all these songs that everyone says is going to be it. We'll have it like the ultimate walkout song playlist. Yeah. Available only on Minnesota Swim and Vibe for free. Who do you think would be a good podcast to have on, guest to have on in the future? Either a swimmer or a coach or a fan or someone you know around the sport that you're like, I always enjoy talking to them, or an official.
I mean, my coach would be great. He just knows,
that would be great.
Knows a lot, but I really. Yeah, like my few of my teammates, like Jens Kasten, he's one of my teammates. He did really well.
He had a great year. Senior this year, correct?
Yep.
Awesome. Yep.
But yeah, him and my coach.
Yeah, I think those both would be great ones. All right, now explain to everyone how, even though the Northfield High School mascot is the Raiders, what's the mascot for the swim team?
It's the Gators.
Why? Help me figure that one out.
I don't know. I actually haven't really thought about that too much.
I actually was going to put that in for a trivia question once, because it is kind of weird that everything in Northfield is the Raiders, but when you're the swim team, you're the Gators. Maybe Raiders don't swim very well. I don't know.
I guess. Actually, I don't think we're the Raiders anymore either.
Really?
They changed the mascot, like picture logo thing.
Okay, good. Good. I was going to say, I can't imagine Northfield not being the Raiders.
Yeah, now it's just an N. Kind of boring.
Go Northfield, big maroon and yellow.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh, so much for joining us today and sharing a little bit about your swimming journey and what you're looking towards next year. We look forward to seeing you swimming in high school again next year. And here where you end up going for college, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of suitors. And I'll throw in my plug for Basil's Pizza in Northfield, 4-year home of Mark Seguin and the Euro Pizza. It's good stuff. So thank you very much, Josh.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Thanks.